Crypto 101 now in session.
Professor, I have a question.
Welcome, welcome, boys and girls. Today is March 29th. Bitcoin is currently $57,000. And today we are going to tell you where and how you can buy it. Once again, we are missing the professor. He's out harvesting alfalfa or Bitcoin or something. I'm not too sure what he's doing. Do you know what he's doing?
He's driving truck.
Oh, he's
shipping.
That's right.
He's shipping feed, yep.
Yeah.
From one farm to the next.
The professor works super hard, and he doesn't like to lose sleep. Actually, that's not fair. He'd probably love to do this, but he's just out on the road, and he's where we get all the information from. But today, we're going to just try and talk about, like, say you really like what you hear, and you actually want to dabble in this a little bit. So today, we're going to try and set you up on the road to success, or at least the road on how to invest. And I need to be very, very clear that we are definitely not financial advisors. We are in no way, shape, or form telling you what to buy. We are literally just telling you how to buy. We're actually going to pump three different platforms. So, but before we get into any of that, as you might have figured out if you've Googled or searched anything, you could buy Bitcoin, but you can't just like buy it and just like store it at home, right? Well, you kind of can, but you need what they call as a wallet. So, Kyle, go ahead and tell us what a wallet is.
Sure. A wallet is a company that typically has their own cryptocurrency, but it's a place where you can hold your cryptocurrency, whether it's a Bitcoin or all the many other ones out there. You can actually store it there, and the nice thing about it is you can gain rewards, or what we know is kind of like interest. And a lot of the rewards are based off of what that current cryptocurrency rate is at.
So the wallet itself, right? Like what is that? Like when I use the term like, hey, store your Bitcoin in a wallet, like you talking
it's
like
do it's like a digital
a wallet?
It's like a digital bank account, but it's not tied to a bank.
Yeah, that's good. And I think it's important to know too, right? So say like you do want to buy Bitcoin, you have to store it somewhere, right?
Yeah.
Or I'm going to use the term archaic. I don't even know if that's the right word, but actually let's say you have even greater FOMO that you're afraid someone's going to take it. You could actually store it on a physical hard drive, right? Like, so you could actually have like there's like special USBs which would have your wallet and you can go bury it in the backyard, right?
Yep. Yeah, you can actually withdraw your Bitcoin from where you purchased it, and you can store it onto a USB drive and keep it in a safe. You can bury it in the backyard.
And can you imagine?
There's many stories out there of somebody's uncle who passed away had a flash drive on it with like 300 Bitcoin on it, and they cash out. Or one guy loses, he bought 7,000 Bitcoin or something like that and threw it away at one point.
Oh, the landfill. Didn't he offer like $1 million or something to somebody?
He offered him like $73 million for the land or the city to allow him to tear through the section of landfill that would have been the time of when it would have been dumped into, or the year it would have been dumped into. And if he found it, is the only way he would have paid him. But if he made out with it, he would have been, I think it was like 200 like something million. So
that's insane. Okay. So are you ready for your first ever Crypto 101 trivia question?
Ready.
Okay. How many Bitcoin was used in the first transaction of Bitcoin? So the first transaction where someone actually used Bitcoin to pay for something, I'll give you a hint. It was two pizzas from Papa John's in Florida. How many Bitcoin did they use to purchase two pizzas?
I'm going to go with three Bitcoin.
Three Bitcoin. So my new Bitcoin is, I think, 57,000 if I last checked. They used 10,000 Bitcoin to purchase two large pizzas.
Wow. So people are probably wondering, wait, what is he talking about? It's because when they bought it at the time, it was probably like Bitcoin was started in 2009. They probably bought it at like in 2010, the pizza. So Bitcoin was only worth like, I guess, what's 10,000?
Fractions of a penny. We'll get into that. I think one of the funner, that's not a word, one of the more fun episodes we'll do is the history of Bitcoin, which will probably blow all three of our minds. And I'm assuming the professor will know the most about the history of it, but I was reading some history and it kind of blew my mind. But okay, so let's say you've heard us talk about all this stuff and you're like, you know what? I'm gonna dip my feet. Where is the first place you would go? Actually, go ahead. Tell me where's the first place you did go.
The first place I actually went to was the Cash App. And so
Cash App. Oh.
the Cash App was my first purchase of Bitcoin. So I most people know what that is. It's just it's an app where you can buy stocks, and I actually haven't used it for anything other than buying that one purchase of my Bitcoin.
You know what? I think my wife has the Cash App.
Yeah, I
I think
think it's
actually, you know what? I think I bought $25 worth of Bitcoin too, now that I think about it.
yeah. So I went there because you can buy cryptocurrency or stocks, and I'm sure you can do probably what people do with what is it, Venmo or whatever. I'm sure
Yeah,
that's
that's
what
what it
it's.
started out as, right? That's like what it originally was designed.
Yeah, but now you can buy stocks on it. You can buy cryptocurrency, and so I bought mine there, and then from there
Okay.
I transferred it to my wallet that I created. And after and so
So in
this is considered a platform. So anywhere that you can just buy it and it holds it for you, and you don't earn any rewards, it just holds it, and it just your purchase amount of your Bitcoin or any cryptocurrency there will fluctuate with the market, and so it's worth where the market is. Go ahead.
Gotcha. And Cash App, like, and again, I think it all really depends on who you are. And actually, that's probably the first thing you really need to decide is who you are as an investor. If you're like, hey, I'm gonna throw 25 bucks at it, like I did on how much you put in the first time, this might be a great place to go. You can also go to like Robinhood, and there's some other random places like that. But I think it's important to note that you actually don't like own the Bitcoin. Like you actually, all you're doing is buying the price of Bitcoin. So if Bitcoin is $57,000 right now, you're gonna buy 0.00, zero whatever it is of it, and the Cash App will just, it's gonna give you the price of whatever Bitcoin is in the future if it goes up and down. But you actually, like, you wouldn't have that 25, mnemonic address, right?
Yeah, no, it not until you go to send it.
Oh, so you can actually send it and then it will.
So it
Oh.
holds the what he's talking about is the alpha mnemonic is number is basically a 24 to 26 number and letter code that is linked into that what we talked about in the previous the blockchain. And so that's what your Bitcoin I wouldn't say username, but it's your
It's like your IP address, right? It's like your
it's
own, like, it's personal to you, right? Like, no one
yep
else has it. And
it's personal to you, and that's part of the verification of when you do send or withdraw any kind of cryptocurrency is you always verify your addresses. So let's go with that example. So I bought it on Cash App. And I'll show you kind of on the screen here. It all there's two options on this Cash App. When I clicked on, there's all these different things. You can go to your settings. I guess Cash App, there's DoorDash, all sorts of stuff. And then,
Can you DoorDash with
yeah, that's right. And then you click on this little squiggly line. It's kind of hard to tell, but that guy right there is kind of highlighted, and it'll show you. Well, it'll show you. You can either buy stocks or Bitcoin, and so it's on Bitcoin right now.
Got it.
And I think you can only buy Bitcoin with Cash App,
Yeah,
so
I'm pretty
yeah,
sure
you
Bitcoin's the
can't.
only thing available.
Yeah, and so it fluctuates. I mean, it tells you instantaneously what the where the market's going or where it's going, where it's at with Bitcoin. And I can just click buy, and then I either enter my card information, or if your bank is already tied to that, then it'll purchase it. And then once it's in your Cash App, you'll see your alphanumeric number there, and
Huh,
then
okay.
you would then you would then just to kind of keep going with that, you would press send, and you would send it to, like we had just talked about, a wallet. And
So real quick, can you tell me how much Bitcoin $25 would yield me right now?
let's see, buy.
And by the
let's
way, we are obviously this is a podcast, but we do have a YouTube channel. I think there's only one video up right now, but we'll definitely put this one up in case you guys are actually curious to see what's going on. But yeah,
crap. I
give
can't
me the
remember my
answer. How many zeros
I
are in
can't remember
front?
my I can't remember my pin. Oh my gosh.
I put him on the spot there. That's not fair.
That's right. But yeah,
I'm
it wouldn't be
guessing
very much. It'd be a lot of zeros and then some other number.
Okay, so let's say you've listened to us. You're like, "Oh, Bitcoin, it's a little expensive." You've obviously heard yourself talk about 10,000 other tokens out there. So if I wanted to buy something besides Bitcoin, where would I go?
You would go to another, there's other platforms if you don't want to have a wallet per se. If you just want to get in right away before you study the different wallets, because every wallet, and we'll mention two tonight, but every wallet has a lot of pros and cons to it. A platform is basically just boom, you get into it, you hold it, and then okay. And that's what I wanted to do when I did. I was like, I just want to get in at the current price that it's at, have my Bitcoin, and then from there, I'll study which wallets I want to send to. So we'll mention two tonight. Like I said, we don't advise you to do one or the other, but we do advise you to study it out. And so you can go, the other platform would be Coinbase. Like Craig just mentioned, he's like, hey, I want to buy more than just Bitcoin. What's all the other cryptocurrencies? Well, Coinbase is probably one of the most popular platforms, like I said, just a wallet, it's just a platform, not a wallet, where you can buy cryptocurrency, and all the you can see large list of cryptocurrencies. Not all platforms, you aren't able to purchase all cryptocurrencies with each platform. However, there are, Coinbase does have a lot of the most popular ones, and so from there, just like any platform, it's going to have a lot of security questions. Want to make sure you are who you say you are when you first set up your account. So you'd go to something like Coinbase, like Craig's showing on the screen right now. If you're watching via YouTube, he's showing you the different cryptocurrencies you can purchase. But you would credit where it says there, upper right hand corner, you would get started, and from there, it would ask you all these questions to make sure, like I said, you are who you say you are. And that's where you would set up a two-step verification process of when you sign in, so it's really secure. You always get email notifications when your account is logged into, and then from there, if you want to purchase, you let me just log on to mine real fast. You would just go kind of like I showed you on the screen. You would go to what the prices are at. If you have an app, or you can do it on a desktop, you can go to prices, and it will show you a list of. Ooh, find it. There you go. A list of cryptocurrencies you just click on. Let's say Bitcoin. I want to buy it.
By
Let's do the
$25.
$25. All right, $25. Buy preview. Here we go. It tells you now.
Must say four zeros.
Okay. It is point. Let's see if we get on screen.
One, two, three. Oh, is there
Hold
only
on, let me.
three
I just
now?
wanted to make sure I didn't have any information on here. Okay.
Oh,
Point
God.
zero
One,
zero
two,
zero
three.
four zero eight three nine or 893 Bitcoin. So, and then you just do buy and boom. That's the great thing about Bitcoin, or excuse me, the great thing about these platforms is that you wherever the price is at when you press buy, it locks in your price. A lot of wallets, and we won't go into too much detail, but a lot of wallets, if you were to purchase cryptocurrencies in the wallet itself, sometimes it's a 2 to 3 day or 2 to 5 day delay. So even though you might have purchased Bitcoin, it was at 57,000, or you bought a fraction of Bitcoin, or like that $25, it could be, in a platform, it'd be 0.0004 for that day. But in 2 to 3 days, if Bitcoin either shot up in price and value, or shot down, you'd either make more off that $25, or you'd make less if it dropped down. So you're kind of throwing it out there for when it processes. But with these platforms like Coinbase, You press buy. That's what you purchased it. You purchased it at, even if it takes a few days for the transaction to complete.
Yeah, so the other one that I like, so Coinbase, like Kyle was saying, is probably by far and away the most popular. Something that's kind of funny, Coinbase is actually definitely probably like in the United States, he's like hands down the most popular. The one I personally like is called Binance, and there's actually two Binances. There's a Binance that the UK and Asia uses, and then there's a Binance.USA, which surprisingly has a bunch of differences. But the reason I share this is, for me personally, so I went through Coinbase and I went through some other stuff, and like Kyle was saying, in like 2, 3 days, or is all this things kept going up and down. Binance.us for me is the most similar to like a Scottrade or E-Trade or any, if you're used to buying or selling stocks, Binance.us is the most similar to a stock trading platform. You can pick the price you want to buy it at, you can pick the price you want to sell it at, you can do a lot of different things, and I'm pretty sure you could probably do them in Coinbase too, but I feel like Coinbase isn't as like transparent about it. Like I tried buying stuff through Coinbase and other stuff, and say for example, Bitcoin was $57,000. So I'm like, oh, there's no fees, and then, but I'm buying the Bitcoin at like $58,000. So I think the sad thing that I've learned through cryptocurrencies and Coinbase, Binance, and a slew of others are all guilty of this is there's just fees everywhere, and so you kind of gotta, you really gotta research. Don't just take our word for it, but every single one of these places has fees. Even Cash App has a fee. Like I guarantee it. I don't know what it is, but I guarantee they have some fees of some sort.
The fee is the transaction fee is what he's going off of.
Yes.
Like for instance, if I on that $25 of that would purchase of Bitcoin, $1.49 is going to be my Coinbase fee. And so whatever that would equate to in terms of percent off of my $25. Let's see, I don't know, what is that?
Yeah, I
But
mean
anyway, I'm not doing math
I'm not
right
very
now.
good at math. I mean, if you're
But yeah,
Latina.
that is a good point. There are going to be fees with every transaction you make. That's how these companies, these platforms or wallets do make money. Now, the Binance is a wallet, correct?
Yes. So Binance, like I said, Binance kind of gets, I feel like, is a little more technical. Like Coinbase is just going to make it as simple as possible, and you can buy it. Like I was, if you watched on the YouTube channel, I was just browsing through all these like different coins. Like I had never even heard of half these coins, and I don't even know what the price is for most of them. But yeah, Binance, you can hold it in a wallet, and it'll actually like store them for you. And I think so. The biggest disclaimer with Binance, and again, if you're like, oh my gosh, like I love Binance and over Coinbase, who knows why, right? The biggest disclaimer I would tell you, so Binance, it'll take you like a couple days to set up. It goes pretty quick. But your money is locked in for 10 days, like 10 days. Like, so if you're like, oh, I'm gonna put like 20 grand and Bitcoin's gonna shoot up to 80 grand and then I'll cash out, think again, my friend. Like, please, 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 just be careful what you do. I think all of us kind of like this should be money that like if Bitcoin is $0 tomorrow, like you'll be sad, but at least you can still pay your rent or mortgage, right? Like no one here is telling you to, don't pay rent and buy Bitcoin. And if you do go through Binance, I think Binance is probably, and Coinbase or Cash App, all of these are one of the best places if you're just gonna like, hey, every paycheck, I'm gonna throw $100 in there and I'm gonna see what it does. And the cool thing about Binance too is that there are different tokens, and Binance kind of only takes the, I want to say the more popular ones, and Coinbase will take random ones too. To be honest, I really don't know why they pick or choose, but it seems like most of the tokens that I hear about that are, I don't know, the hot buys, so to speak, seem to be on Binance more than Coinbase, but that could be just me being biased. But yeah, I really, Binance is the easiest platform for me, whereas Coinbase was almost too easy, if that makes sense. Like I was actually a little more worried about the fees, and I wanted to like track my money a little more. And again, like oh, if they're gonna make me buy Bitcoin for 58,000, well, I'm just gonna go ahead and set a price for 56,000 on my Bitcoin, and when it drops that, it'll automatically buy it for me. And in the verses, I've also been able to do like, hey, like I like this one token, it's up, whatever, whatever. But if it drops a little bit, I want to go ahead and sell that because I know it's going to keep dropping. Which again, we can get it. I'm getting way too like head over heels in this. But yeah, if you've ever invested in stocks and you kind of like the, not necessarily day trading, but like the options you have, Binance is probably definitely something you should take a look at. So if any of you were privileged enough to hear the first draft of this, you'll know that we talked about Celsius, but we're actually going to save that for another date. We feel like there's just so much to go into, and the professor, he's the one who knows like an insane amount more about Celsius than Kyle and I ever will. So we really wanted to get him on there, and he can do a great job explaining like the rewards and all that stuff. But so I'll save that for a later date. But just to wrap up, you know, we like we said, there's so many different ways you can invest, and these are just the two easiest ones in our opinions, and we both have experience with them. You can see in the show notes, we actually leave our referral codes down there. You actually get a little something when you sign up using ours, and yeah, it's just a really simple way. It's a crazy easy way just to get your feet wet. Again, you know, we're not financial advisors. I'll never stop saying that. I don't even know if you're legally bound to say that, or people just always say that, because I can only imagine someone being like, oh my gosh, I gotta invest my rent in Binance or whatever. So anyways, do your own research, seriously look into all of it, but it's a great place to get started, whether you're going to do 25 bucks a month or 1,000 bucks, you know, whatever it is you want to do. Like, there's so many options. So I think that'll do it for now. I think I actually lost Kyle while finishing this up, so I'm gonna go ahead and sign off for him. Hope you guys like it. Again, leave your you know, notes, comments, whatever you got for us on the page. We love to hear what you guys think and how we can improve. Thanks.
Thank you for listening, and please remember that these gentlemen are not financial advisors.